Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Na 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 na, na 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 na, hey hey hey, Philly sucks. And that's a wrap on the 76ers. Was there ever a doubt on today's game, tonight's game, that the Knicks were going to lose? Let's be serious here. They had a 22-point lead in the first quarter. It should have been wrapped up then. They made it close. It was a 32-point swing. At one point in time, the Sixers had a 10-point lead. But this game was never in doubt because one and only Jalen Brunson stole the show. Fourth quarter in crunch time, came through clutch, was nearly unmissable, had 10 plus points, just basically was money when you need to be money. Josh Hart with the big three, and basically at the end of the game, it was just a fouling contest, and the Knicks finally played the smart game. Foul. Foul. You're up by three. Foul. They hit the free throws they needed to. Thankfully, I know Jalen Brunson missed one, and it was getting a little dicey at the very end, but the New York Knicks have moved on. They're going to play the Indiana Pacers, and guess what? We don't have to deal with Joel Embiid anymore. We don't have to deal with Tyrese Maxey, and we don't have to deal with Nick freaking Nurse, the biggest, whiniest coach I've ever seen in my entire life. What is he yelling at after every single play? Every single play, he's bitching and moaning about something else that is outrageous. Looking for flagrants, looking for whatever. I mean, a guy can't complain enough in my entire life. The Knicks pushed that aside. Philly's done. Took over the Wells Fargo Arena, by the way, because the one free throw that the Sixers missed, by the way, I heard a huge roar. I wonder how that's possible. What happened to all the 2,000 tickets that the owners bought and to give out to all the fans? How is that possible that the New York Knicks fans still took over Wells Fargo Arena? Let's go, Knicks. Listen, it was a close game. I understand that when you have a 22-point lead in the first quarter, it shouldn't feel that close. A team like the Sixers, where they have Maxey, and they have Embiid, who, by the way, is basically shot. I mean, he was shot at the end of the game. I know he got fouled out, but he played pretty much the whole game. But he was shot. But then you have a guy like Buddy Hield just go off. Guy who scored 2 points leading up until today had 20-plus points. It was outrageous. They got lucky. They got the guy, the role players that they needed. The 76ers got the role players they needed to keep this game close, to make those comebacks. And listen, it wasn't easy. It should have been easy. It wasn't easy, which is why you have to take this series for what it was. Understand how good Joel Embiid is, even when he isn't healthy, how good Tyrese Maxey is. And by the way, I never gave Tyrese Maxey much credit. Watched him this series. He is a superstar. He is a player. He is him and Embiid. As long as Embiid can stay semi-healthy, I mean, those two together in Philadelphia are going to be scary for a long time. But the Knicks were the better overall team. That's what it comes down to. They really just were all series long. They were the gritty, grindy team that we always expected. They didn't give up. They kept on finding ways to get shots, to put up big three-pointers when needed, to get those dirty rebounds. That OG Anunoby dunk was dirty. That's a poster. Put that sucker up, okay? That was the dunk of the series. That didn't finish the game. We still got a little testy, but that dunk was sick. And listen, that's what the Knicks are. They're this grinding team. They're gonna find plays, find ways to, you know, cut it down to the wire and win the game. Now, Indiana Pacers is gonna be we'll preview the hell out of that coming up. It's gonna be a different series. It's not gonna be as clean as this 76ers series. There was only two threats the entire series. It's going to be different. You got an Obi Toppin who's got a little fight in him. You got Tyrese Halliburton, obviously, who's one of the best in the league. You're going to have to dig in deep here because the Knicks had holes. They did have holes in this series. But overall, a great win. And we can finally just put to bed the 76ers. They were one of the most annoying teams. First of all, the city as a whole is annoying. But one of the most annoying teams in the league, they would just not stop. And the Knicks put an end to that, thankfully. Again, Jalen Brunson being who he is, showing the legacy status who he is, you know, in a big-time spot, did not come up small. And that is huge. We talked about this earlier on the Brandon Tierney and Salakata show. How big would Jalen Brunson be? He was through the roof. How many points did he have today? How many points did Jalen Brunson have today? Did he have, I believe he had 41. But he was on fire again in the fourth quarter. 41 points, led the team with 41 points. Josh Hart had 16. But again, money what it counted in the fourth quarter, the biggest moments. He was money, hitting big threes, basically causing separation, basically won the game in the last couple of minutes where, again, the fouling at the end had to happen. That's the one thing that's got to stop. I appreciate the Knicks finding the way and, you know, Coach Tibbs finding an actual way how to be smart enough to foul. It's just a fouling game. But at some point in time, that's getting boring. Like, if now both teams have cracked the code. If you foul, we foul. We're up by three. You're never going to win. There's got to be a different way to have a different pace to that because it's a little corny to me. You just delay the game, but it doesn't make a difference because na 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 hey, Philly sucks and they are gone. And that is the most important thing. Sky's the limit for this team. The Knicks, I don't see championship bound, unfortunately. That is something because you can't have a test like that with the 76ers and think that you're going to be able to beat the Boston Celtics. Think that you're going to beat some of these other high-level teams in the NBA. They're good. The Knicks are good. They have that grind. They have the Jalen Brunson leading the team. They have the hearts. The Hartensteins, DiVincenzo hitting big shots. They have good pieces. They have the effort level. I just don't know. And I'm not trying to dampen the mood, but I just seriously don't know if it was that tough to take on a Sixers team. Now, I understand the Sixers are good. They aren't your typical seventh seed team, but.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's not like they were healthy. It's not like Joel Embiid was this, you know, being this agile Joel Embiid who was just going around dunking, and he's being a dirty player. He's being a dirty player, looking like an old man on the court. It was hitting shots from everywhere. That's not really that impressive. You're going to have a different level of expectation going into the next couple of rounds. I like the Knicks. I don't know how they're going to do getting deeper into the playoffs. But regardless, one series down, Indiana Pacers is up next. You got to be happy. Knicks fans got to be happy. Legacy for Jalen Brunson is complete. He's gotten over a hump of winning a tight series. Again, dude, 22 points, 24 points. We know he had two rough games. 39, 47, 40, 41. 12 assists on the day. I mean, Jalen Brunson just killing it as always. But congratulations, Knicks fans and Ranger fans, because guess what? Game one, Sunday for the Rangers. Knicks, I'm not sure when the first game will be with the Pacers. But another home game for the Knicks. another home game for the Rangers. MSG is going to be popping for at least another full round between the Knicks and the Rangers. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Again, like, subscribe, follow wherever it is. You can always follow me at Hoff, WFAN. Again, I'm filling in for Sal Licata, who will be back next week with more of WFAN Daily. But tomorrow, check out Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on WFAN. I'll be there with them as well. Congratulations, Knicks fans. You do deserve it. Enjoy it. Do me a favor. Just don't do anything stupid. Don't go out there and jump on poles and smash buses. Act like we've been there before, which we haven't in a long time. We have not. But try to act like you've been there before. All right? Listen, enjoy, and I will see you guys tomorrow and on the next podcast. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.